But first, would it surprise you to know that Las Vegas authorities use electronic wiretaps more than almost any other police department in the country? And we're talking about some very large police departments, including Los Angeles and New York City. The Pew Research Center says the Silver State leads the nation with 38 phone wiretaps per 500,000 people in 2013. So why are Nevada's numbers so high, and what are larger police departments doing that Las Vegas isn't? Or is it simply the police in southern Nevada are overusing wiretaps? Joining us is Todd Story, the executive director of Nevada's ACLU. Todd, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Dave. Glad to be here.
Clark County judges approved 187 wiretaps in 2013. Police executed 178. Just the raw number is bigger than those of Los Angeles, 148, New York, 138 wiretaps last year. Why are our numbers so high?
Well, that's the question, Dave. It's trying to figure out exactly why they are so high, and it doesn't seem that the answer is readily apparent. The concern here is that why is Clark County, especially in Nevada, conducting so many wiretaps on its residents?
Are you concerned with the high numbers?
Yeah, I am, actually, because there's a whole lot of listening going on here, apparently, in Clark County, and it's hard to decipher exactly for what purpose.
Is this a real crackdown on crime, or is it police in a post-9/11 world using expanded spying powers because they can?
Well, indeed they can, and what you're referring to is the wiretap authorization through Section 206 of the Patriot Act, something that we at the ACLU think should be sunsetted and done away with. We don't like the idea of those wiretaps being conducted. We don't know if they're being conducted under that authorization through the Patriot Act or some other authorization. I'm led to believe that these wiretaps are done simply because of the advocacy of the police departments and the need that they are expressing to judges to conduct these narcotics investigations.
Are there times when this is justified, or is this something where it's perhaps a power run amok?
It obviously has the appearance of power run amok. When you look at the number of wiretaps that have been conducted, you know, that were like 6%, we're tied with Florida in third place in the country. We have less than 1% of the population in the country here in Nevada, but yet we have 6% of the total number of wiretaps going on. And we have to ask, as Nevadans, why is that? And what is the purpose? And again, I wish the answer was more clear, but at this point it's not. And so we should be asking law enforcement, why are you conducting all of these wiretaps? What is their purpose, and what is it that you're trying to achieve? Now, if there is, you know, drug trafficking that's going on, something that may be, you know, violent criminal activity, that's one thing. But again, if it's simply drug use, I think that that's a definite misuse of, one, this authority, but two, going after drug users, I don't believe, and putting them in jail is the right way to approach that problem. We should be working with drug users to try and curb their drug use, not simply just throw them in jail for added expense to the taxpayer.
So what would you like to see change in this whole policy, this practice?
Well, I think it needs to be more clear as to what the purpose of the wiretapping is so that we can understand better. You know, some of the issues that are raised here, one you raise is, you know, what authority is it they are conducting these wiretaps under? And that would give us one answer so that it's paints a clearer picture for us as to what purpose these wiretaps, and certainly the number of wiretaps that are being conducted here in Nevada, what is the purpose of them? What is it that they're trying to achieve? Are they just out simply listening and, you know, ending up listening to a lot of other people who are not related to, in any way to the supposed suspect in these cases? So there's a whole lot of questions the report raises that we don't have answers for at this time, and hopefully law enforcement would be able to explain that for us.
Todd Story is the executive director of the ACLU in Nevada. Todd, thanks very much for joining
us. Appreciate it, Dave. Thank you.
Joining us now is Kent Bitsko. He is director of Nevada's Federal High Intensity Drug Trafficking Areas Program. Kent Bitsko, welcome to KNPR.
Thank you very much for having me.
As a drug enforcement agent, you have said wiretapping phones is the only way to effectively police drug cartels. But why are Nevada's wiretapping numbers in particular so high?
Well, we've been working like this for the last few years, and we have gotten very good at it. And We are unique in Nevada, and especially in Clark County, that the relationships between the agencies and the district attorney and the U.S. attorney are so good that we don't have a lot of problems with everybody working together. And HIDA pays district attorney's salary, and we have two district attorneys that are assigned to the HIDA to work the higher level drug trafficking organizations. So when they start a case and it looks like it's going to be a large organization that is extremely active about bringing narcotics in, they look towards getting enough probable cause to do a search warrant. If it's an individual or a small group, or they're only dealing in, you know, ounces or half pounds, we're not going to go that direction.
If you would tell us about one of the biggest arrests that you can credit squarely to wiretapping.
Well, 2 years ago, we got a national award for the best investigation in the country. And how that happened is the group started with a 1 ounce buy. And they, you know, they did a few other undercover operations with this guy and discovered that he was a mid-level player in a large group. And when they continued with their investigation, they got enough to go up on a wire on who they thought was the head of that group. And over the course of the next 2 years, they worked different cells in that organization, wound up recovering 480 pounds of methamphetamine. They arrested 35 people, 34 of those were convicted and are in prison now, and seized 21 pounds of coke and 35 pounds of heroin, all behind this group that they did. And during that investigation, as I said, it lasted 2 years, but during that investigation, they did 85 different lines. And when we do a line, it's not a different group or a different individual, because they will change phones on a fairly regular basis. So when they change phones, we go up on their new phone. So every time we do that, that's counted as a different wiretap.
Clark County has been near the top of the wiretapping list for several years now. Do we really have that much more drug crime than, say, cities like Los Angeles or New York?
Well, no, I don't believe so. Riverside did 300-something lines last year.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they have a lot more population, but
you've got to
remember the kind of city Las Vegas is. We have a lot of transient population. We have a huge tourist industry. And people, when they come to Vegas, they do stuff here that they would not even think about doing at home. But I think that Vegas being on U.S. 95 and I-15, we're a natural conduit to go back east. And, the border cities get a lot of attention from law enforcement. And so I think maybe they're seeing that, all right, well, we're going to use Vegas as a transit point.
The ACLU in Nevada questions whether these numbers represent a real crackdown on crime. The group says police officers are fighting a war on drugs on the user level. How do you respond to that charge?
Simple. They're wrong. Working a wire investigation is extremely time-consuming. It's expensive. We have better things to do than do those kind of investigations on user levels. Especially the HIDA groups, we are put in place to go after the biggest suppliers in Clark and Washoe County, and that's what we do.
Ken Bitsko is the director of Nevada's Federal High-Intensity Drug Trafficking Areas Program. Mr. Bitsko, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.